Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people would agree that over the past 8 years, healthcare reform has indeed occurred. Some say for the better, some say for the worse. With a new administration in Washington, it looks like we may once again be in for some form of healthcare reform. For South Carolinians, will it be for the better or for the worse? Lynn Bailey is a healthcare economist in Columbia, South Carolina. Today, she's in our studio. Lynn, welcome back.
Well, Happy New Year, Mike.
And Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, I feel like I'm deja vuing all over again from 8 years ago and the original passage of the Affordable Care Act. And now we're back to repeal, replace, reform, but you do not have to worry if you have healthcare.gov insurance and if you have not yet signed up because you're living in fear, go ahead and make that commitment. But everybody will be affected by this, not just the people, but employer-sponsored healthcare could possibly also be affected by this.
And these are employers that are exempt under the current Affordable Care Act as well as the larger employers.
Correct. Remember what was removed by the original Affordable Care Act, which was pre-existing conditions. 26-year-old dependent children could remain on the family policy. But most importantly, the lifetime caps, those disappeared too. So we are living in lots and lots of uncertainty, which makes consumers and patients nervous. It makes insurance brokers nervous. It makes insurance companies nervous. And let me assure you, it makes hospitals extremely nervous.
Okay, and so the items that you mentioned that were removed with the Affordable Care Act, cap limits, 26-year-olds continuing with their family insurance, and the pre-existing conditions, all of those are things that the new administration has said they want to keep. Two out of three of those things I've heard, at least. Is your opinion that these are the things that have caused so much turmoil in the healthcare insurance industry?
What caused the turmoil for the insurance industry was that more sick people, more older people signed up than did younger, healthier people. So we have an insurance pool that is riskier than initially anticipated. And the federal government had promised insurance companies some risk protection. That money did not appear. You know, their deal was, we'll take care of folks, we'll pay for this, but if we end up with more sick people than well people, you're going to help us out here, aren't you, federal government?
And they didn't because?
Well, they didn't because I believe Senator Rubio takes credit for cutting out corporate welfare. This is what took out the co-ops and what basically took out the co-op in South Carolina.
And so in South Carolina in particular, the fact that we had every insurance company leave the state except for one, does that indicate that we are a more unhealthy state than others who had?
We have not had an outbreak of health, Mike, no. That is an issue in our state. But the other thing that the Affordable Care Act did for those of us now on Medicare is it removed the donut hole in the drug plan. There's a lot of things in the Affordable Care Act that affected Medicare. It affected Medicaid, even though we did not expand in South Carolina. We have 1 million people in South Carolina who are covered by Medicaid, most of whom, believe it or not, are children. But the most expensive folks are the disabled, the mentally ill, and the frail elderly.
Well, Lynn, we're early in the year. We're out of time today, so maybe we can ask you back if you'll be so kind as to come back and keep us updated.
I'll be glad to come back on a regular basis and keep everybody updated.
Lynn, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Lynn Bailey is a healthcare economist practicing in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to her Twitter page posted at our website so you can follow what she's up to. And our webpage is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.